Rockets football coverage continues on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com. It's time for the game. The game is proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville, Perry's Auto Sales, Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, and Shelbyville Pharmacy. Now, let's go back to the field with the voice of the Rockets, Sean Cressip.
Thanks for joining us tonight, everyone. High school football Friday night here high atop Robert Doyle Stadium on the campus of Shelby County High School in this second round game between the Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets. Shelby County won the toss, deferred to the second half, and Josh Edwards approaches the opening kick. It's a high end-over-end kick into the end zone for a touchback that Nashawn Roseberry hauls in, and the Collins Titans will march their offense onto the field for the first time tonight, Tom, led by the junior quarterback, J.R. Lucas.
You know, Nashawn Roseberry was out last week for Collins, and you'll see he went to sideline just then. Not sure if he's not back to 100% or what's going on.
But here we go. Zach Stucker will line up in the backfield with J.R. Lucas in the shotgun, two wide outs to the near side. 55 degrees here at the outset of this game, wind blowing heavy from the north end. J.R. takes and gives to the running back on a shovel pass, who will be brought down behind the line of scrimmage for a short loss, about a one-yard loss. And, Tom, that was 23, Zach Stucker.
I think he's got Jaden Wilson back in the backfield with him. Something on some of the games I think I haven't seen too much.
Jaden Wilson, 21, is the running back there with Lucas. Now they line up in a pistol formation. Three wideouts here on the near sideline in a tight set. J.R. takes the shotgun snap, pitches around to Wilson here on the sweep. He'll be met by Brandon Davis at about the 23, and he won't go much further as he's wrapped up and brought down. They'll give him out to the 24-yard line. And so about a 5-yard gain on second down for Collins.
You know, that's something new right there. Looking back through Collins' stats and so forth, that there's only been 25 touches besides the main four or five guys they got. You know, the Maggard, the Hawk, Lucas, Roseberry.
Right.
They go with their key personnel. First play, big play of the game right here.
Third and seven. JR in the shotgun all alone, going to tuck it and run. He's going to get out across the 30, still running over the 35. He's got the first down out over the 37-yard line, and Collins converts their first third down conversion here.
JR come running up through the middle. Saw the linebacker standing there, made two hard cuts. Was able to get that first down.
So first down and 10 for Collins. They spot him at the 38-yard line. Looking over to the sideline is J.R. Lucas. Dalton Maggard here on the near sideline all by himself, guarded by Keyshawn Catlin. Here's the snap, and it's a run. Oh. And Roseberry is going to be brought down in the backfield. Drew Mack, the defensive lineman, able to get back to just behind the 35-yard line and about a 3-yard loss on first down.
That was a very aggressive tackle right there. Rockets have come out playing that same defense they did. Got Drain and Cameron Armstrong playing sort of safety and free safety back there.
Second down and 13. J.R. takes the shotgun snap running left. He's trying to look for room. He'll be met at about the 35-yard line.
We got a flag on the sideline.
Flag is going to be thrown here on the near side. It's Maggard and Catlett here got wrapped up. And
actually, I think that's Hawk, isn't it? Whatever happened, got it. Somebody's jersey got all wrinkled up there.
It is Peyton Hawk matched up with Keyshawn Catlett. Still waiting for the indication here. It's going to go against Shelby County, and they call it a defensive holding against Keyshawn Catlett here on the near side. It is Peyton Hawk wearing 18 tonight. Dalton Maggard wears number 11. And now we'll see Maggard and Hawk switch sides of the field, but that's going to be a 5-yard penalty?
That was 5 yards.
So they'll scoot it up to the 46-yard line. Still second down. They are lined up with Roseberry directly behind him.
Oh, that's a hand off,
and he is met in the backfield. Oh! Ball's on the
Shelby
ground.
County football.
And it looks like the Rockets have it, and they do. It's the first turnover of this game. Drew Mack got past the left tackle and met Roseberry in the backfield and forced that fumble. And Shelby County forces the first turnover of the game with 9:18 left to go here in the first quarter.
That's exactly right. You know, Collins has run five plays, and Drew Mack has been a man on two of them. It appears he's ready to go tonight.
So Tyler Drain will come out with this Rocket offense, moving from right to left across the dial. Moorhead lined up directly behind Drain, who stands at it the Titan 45. Going to give it to Moorhead on first down, and he goes to the line of scrimmage and not much further. May have gained about a foot or so on first down. Get him out to the 41. So, yeah, we'll call it no gain on first down. Moorhead last week, four rushing touchdowns against Breckenridge County, one of them a 93-yard scamper. No score here. Collins fumbled the ball, and this is second down for Shelby County. The give is to Moorhead again on second down. He gets out to the 36, about a gain of four on second down, and that'll bring up the first third down of the game for the Rockets here in Collins territory at the Titans 36-yard line.
First big play, long third down for Shelby County right here. Be interested to see what kind of options we're going to run with.
James Bradley, the wide out here on the near sideline on third and six. Stone comes in motion. The give is to Moorhead on third down.
Great second effort.
Fighting on the second effort. Initial contact had him stop short of the first down, but he was able to continue down to the 30, and it will be a Rockets first down at the Titans 30-yard line.
You know, not only is it the first down at the 30, but that pretty much with his wings got us in field goal range already.
Tyler Drain breaks the huddle here. Davis goes in motion. That's Gibbons to Moorhead again. He continues to rumble forward, and he gets down to the 25-yard line on first down. And so Caleb Moorhead getting a healthy dosage of the pill here in the first quarter.
Shelby County's offensive line is really getting some push up front. It doesn't look like Collins is doing anything special. They're running four down linemen, running that 4-3, got three linebackers sort of stacked up in there.
Keon Stone and Brandon Davis out in the slots on the right and left side. Davis goes in motion to the far side to give us to Moorhead up the middle. He's got the first down, about a 7-yard gain inside the red zone for Shelby County as they'll spot him down at the 18-yard line, brought down there by Nick Eads of Collins.
Shelby County on, Collins on the wideout over here is starting to play a little man-to-man. Got one safety setting out deep.
Drain back to pass on first down, looking across the middle. Has Davis in the end zone for the touchdown. A nice throw there by Tyler Drain to Brandon Davis here on the near side, just outside of the hash marks. He actually had two wideouts in the area, but Davis made a nice turn and catch for the Rockets score, and Shelby County makes good of the early turnover and lead this one 6-0.
Shelby had Bradley one-on-one on this side and sent Davis right up the hash, and safety couldn't get over and cover him quick enough, wide open.
And so they will try the extra point here with senior kicker Josh Edwards, the wind at his back. Low snap. They get it.
Oh, good recovery.
Ooh, they get it off. Tyler Drain able to pick that snap up off the ground, and Edwards knocks it through. The Rockets lead it here early with 7:03 in the first over Collins, 7-0. This is high school football on WXLN.
Welcome to the unmatched strength of the residential and commercial zero-turn riders from Cub Cadet. Welcome to powerful choices like premium Kohler or Kawasaki engines, fabricated or stamped cutting decks, lap bar, or advanced steering wheel control. Welcome to a new muscular cutting system, the Cub Cadet Signature Cut. Cub Cadet, welcome to Strongsville. Test drive a Cub Cadet zero-turn rider today at your locally owned Cub Cadet dealer, Jacoby Sales, located in Shelbyville, where you'll find expert advice, superior service, and exceptional offers. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
7-0. Shelby County leads early here with 7:03 in the first quarter as Josh Edwards knocks the kickoff back through the end zone for a touchback, and J.R. Lucas and the Collins offense comes back out after turning it over on their first drive. Send three wide receivers here to the near sideline. One to the far sideline is Peyton Hawk. Lucas drops back to pass under pressure, now steps up in the pocket. He'll try and get back out to the line.
Ball loose
again. Comes out again. We'll see in Wade. It was another fumble.
Rockets say they got it. I don't know. Officials has not made a signal, have they?
Yes, they have. Now they do.
There you go.
Another turnover here for Collins. J.R. Lucas tried to get back to the line of scrimmage. He actually got over the 20, but as he's going down, loses the ball, and Shelby County recovers.
I think a hard hit by Jose
Correas?
Correas had something to do with that.
And so Shelby County will take back over the football at the 21-yard line, first and 10 here with 6:54 left in the first quarter, leading 7-0.
Got a new center going in. Tefford's got a helmet issue over here. It looks like Daniel Glass is going to be moving over to center right here.
Coach Shipley and Coach Axline, I think, feel good about that. Glass has played center some when Tedford has been absent in a few games. Here's the option pitch on the near side. This one's to Stone, who's in the backfield trying to escape a tackle, but he'll be wrapped up and brought down for a loss. Cam Harris, the Titan defender, who played that one very well.
They did play that very well. Anyway, anytime you're doing defense against the option, it's man-on-man, basically. You don't go with the play, you go whatever you're man with, and they stayed home on that play.
So it's a loss on first down, and a timeout going to be taken here by Shelby County with 6:23 to go in the first quarter. We'll step away for a quick break. 7-0 Shelby County on top. This is high school football on WXLN.
Zaxby's Food has always brought people together, catering to the big moments, the little wins, the long talks, and the quick getaways. Because food this inviting is bound to add a lot of flavor to your life.
Introducing the Zaxby's Pack. Served with chicken fingers, sides, Texas toast, and iced tea. Pick one up for dinner or your next event. Friends, family, flavor. Zaxby's. Indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN Radio.
Timeout taken there by Coach Shipley. I think might have been to get Hayden Tedford, the center, back in the game here on second down and 14. He is back,
I think,
over the football.
Collins might have gave them a look they weren't ready for. Got a six down lineman there. Oh, bad snap. Oh, great pitch.
Pitches to Davis on the far side, trying to make the turn. He'll get back to the original line of scrimmage, and we'll see whether they mark him out of bounds. It's not going to be for much. May have gotten back to the 20, and so it'll bring up, yes, about a third down and 10 from just inside the 20-yard line.
That play had trouble written all over it.
Well, with a high snap from Tedford, but Drain was able to recover pretty quickly and make a quick decision just to go ahead and get it out to Davis on the edge around the right side. And so
Tyler did a great job of bringing that ball in and pitching it real quick. They were coming after him.
And takes the shotgun snap, going to throw a screen back here to Davis, who's one-on-one, makes the first man miss, down inside the 15, still in bounds inside the 10, and he will have the first down as he is run out of bounds by a few Collins defenders, but a nice pitch and catch there. Actually, a backwards lateral pass to Davis, who is a guy they want to get the ball in the hands of early.
That's exactly right. It looks like Collins, I couldn't tell who it was. Both those plays, they've got somebody shadowing Brandon Davis.
I think it's Roseberry, 24, who's lined up kind of over the top. Yeah, there he goes, man to man. And now they draw a flag here. I believe Collins is going to be flag for defensive encroachment offside, and so a 5-yard penalty. The ball spotted at the 8-yard line, so it's half the distance to the goal.
Whoa. How's it only going to the 5?
They take it down to, they take it down to the 5 for now.
We got one official over there that's able to add.
So now they'll confer here just inside the 5-yard line. It is first down and first down and goal. They do not respawn the ball. So they'll leave it right there at about the 5-yard line. Tyler Drain takes the shotgun snap, gives to Moorhead up the middle. He spins down inside the 5. He'll be short of the goal line. Dropped it about the 2-yard line. This is Shelby County's second possession of the game. Collins has 2 fumbles, both recovered by Shelby County here in the first quarter, just under 6 minutes to go. And it'll be second down and goal from about the 2-yard line.
I say odds on, we'll get a little more Caleb Moorhead right up the middle right here.
The give is to Moorhead. He tries leaping over the line, but he couldn't do it. He'll be stopped in momentum, stopped right at about the 1-yard line, maybe just outside the 1. And so that'll bring up third down and goal here. And
put it on the 2.
It is spotted at the 2. Spotted on the near half. Shelby County moving from right to left down in the south part of Robert Doyle Stadium. Drain sends Davis in motion. They'll fake the give to Moorhead. Drain keeps it up the middle, but he's not going to get to the goal line. He's actually brought back outside the 5 as the whistle blows the play dead.
We're going to have the spot on the 1. Big decision right here for Shelby County.
Don't see Edward moving, but now he'll kind of make a jog out here to the field, and looks like Coach Tom Shipley is going to elect to, at least for the moment, put some points on the board, try to get three. See him conferring here with Nick Edwards, the offensive coordinator. They'll spot the kicking tee or the kicking marker here down right at the 10-yard line. So this will be about a 22-yard try.
From the left hash, this is a real bad angle.
High snap. Drain has to take it. Now he's looking for someone to throw to. So a busted play. Throws to the back of the end zone. And
touchdown.
They throw a touchdown. How about that? Keon Stone is back in the back of the end zone on the far sideline. We've got a flag on the play. Now, let's see what this is all about. The snap was high on the field goal.
That's typically offside defense. So now, Coach Shipley, you're going to
now we've got an ineligible receiver downfield is the call. And that's an interesting penalty, especially on a field goal. But Drain didn't have much option but to try to drop back as he's taught and try to knock a lucky throw into the end zone. Found Keon Stone, so we'll nullify the touchdown. They'll spot the ball down now at the 6-yard line after the penalty. They'll back it up to the 13. This will be a 25-yard try for Josh Edwards. Still here on the left hash mark. Seen some issues here from the center. This one a better snap, and it's going to be deflected and blocked into the end zone. And so after the two turnovers, Collins gives the ball to Shelby County. They cannot convert here down inside the red zone. No points for the Rockets. And Collins will take over from just inside. Looks like
it's where the spot was. Should have been about the 7-yard line.
It's going to be at the 7-yard line. So Lucas going to go back to pass. Look deep down the right, left side of the field. This one is going to be caught by Peyton Hawk over the 50 and into Rocket territory. And, Tom, that's probably the biggest play from scrimmage I think we've seen so far from Collins.
That was, and Shelby played a little different defense that time. Only had Tyler up tight. Keyshawn ran with him all the way down the field, had good coverage on him, but nobody gave him the ball call to turn and look.
So Collins into Rocket territory on a big play on first down. They spot him at the 46-yard line of Shelby County. Lucas takes the shotgun snap, gives to Wilson over to the left side. This is a run over the 45, and he'll be wrapped up and brought down. Colin O'Hare, one of the Rocket defenders in the tackle there on first down.
You know, anytime you get a good goal line stand right there, and then you got long play like there, momentum changes real quick.
It'll be second down and 8 from the 44-yard line. Lucas takes the shotgun snap, going to run it himself. He's going to be met near the line of scrimmage. He may have gotten a yard down to the 44, 43-yard line. That'll bring up third down and 7 here. They do spot it at the 43. They'll have to get all the way down about the 36-yard line to convert this third down. Four wideouts come to the near side, one all alone up on the far left side. As Lucas drops back to pass, now throws deep down the left side and overthrows his man, Peyton Hawk, and that'll bring up fourth down and 7.
Yeah, that's back to that defense we had been playing, sort of changing defenses a little bit, at double coverage on them deep. Good coverage by the Rockets.
And let's see if they'll go for it or try to pin Shelby County back deep. Keon Stone comes out. It looks like Webb Bates will come on to punt. He stands now at his own 43-yard line. And Collins forced to bring their punt team on.
You never know with this wind.
Good snap.
Oh, good rush by the Rockets.
A high wobbly kick. Bounces down at the 33, but takes a Collins bounce down to the 21-yard line. No return. And Shelby County will take over from their own 21-yard line here with 2:10 left in the first quarter, leading Collins 7-0. Third possession of the game for the Rockets, following the third possession here from Collins. Shelby County breaks the huddle here from their own 21, the worst field position they've had by far here in the first quarter.
Collins has got all 11 guys within 7 yards of the football.
Drain sends Davis in motion to give it to Moorhead. He'll spin out close to the 25-yard line, but now wrapped up. Eads, Jaden Wilson, no, that's going to be Zach Smith, and Dane Kidwell, all met Moorhead after he picked up about 4 yards on first down after the 25.
You know, this defense, it is something new that Rockets haven't seen from Collins. Collins, I haven't seen them play this type of defense yet this year.
Davis is loaded. Jumped offside.
They're going to draw a penalty here from Collins as they jump offside. And so a 5-yard penalty goes against the Titans. They'll move this one out to the 30-yard line. And it's now second down and one for the Rockets. In the first matchup of these two schools earlier this year, about 3 weeks ago, we saw Shelby County's defensive line flagged for five or six similar penalties. 1:14 left to go here. The give is to Keon Stone inside, and he'll try to make a man miss. He's got the first down out to just over the 31-yard line. I say he's got it. It looks like he's got it, and now they give the notification that it is indeed a first down.
You know, Sean, we're not through the first quarter yet. These officials already got me nervous.
Sure. They've conferred a few different times so far, and we'll kind of watch and see how things go. But they do give the spot out between the 31 and 32-yard line with 1 minute left to go here in the first quarter of play. Shelby County on top, 7-0. Tyler Drain with Moorhead behind him. Davis goes in motion to the far sideline, and now a pre-snap whistle. And see, it looks like Collins, they might have too many men on the field here.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
They do. As they march Nation Roseberry off to the sideline, they're going to get a 5-yard penalty against them for 12 men on the field, and they'll march this, or walk this penalty out to the 37-yard line. Be first down and 5. Shelby County moving from right to left in front of us. Here's the give to Moorhead over the 40, and he'll come up just short of the first down marker. Out to the 41-yard line with clock running here with under 30 seconds down to go in the first quarter. Shelby County on top 7-0.
Well, it seems like the only offense the Rockets have had tonight has been Caleb Moorhead.
He's run it well so far here. Clock moving. Shelby County going to run one more play. Here's the snap. The give to Moorhead over the left side of the line, and he's got open field in front of him. Inside the 25, trying to outrun a Collins defender inside
touchdown.
The five. Do they give him a touchdown? No, they'll mark him down inside the 5-yard line at about the 1-yard line. And boy, oh boy, Caleb Moorhead is running with a purpose tonight as he broke through the left side of the line and outran a few defenders. But Cam Harris was the recipient of that touchdown saving tackle for Collins. And that's going to be the last play of this first quarter. Shelby County will start from inside the 1-yard line, leading 7-0 over the Collins Titans. This is high school football on Power 93.3.